97.7 FM, W299 CD, Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Former President Trump arrived at a federal courthouse in Florida. There's a hearing today in the case involving his handling of classified documents. ABC's Erica Tursky's outside the courthouse and says this is not the only immediate legal issue for the Republican frontrunner.
Trump faces a deadline today to ask the U.S. Supreme Court to pause his federal election interference case in Washington, D.C., giving him time to appeal after a panel of judges rejected his claim that he's somehow immune from criminal prosecution.
Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin's back in the hospital being treated for a bladder issue. The Pentagon says he's transferred his responsibilities to his deputy. The Israeli military rescued two hostages from a building in Rafah. The Hamas-run Gaza Health Ministry says at least 60 people were killed. It's party time in Kansas City after the Chiefs beat the 49ers in overtime to win their second consecutive Super Bowl. This is ABC News.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The first Republican has stepped forward to run for Congress in Northeast Wisconsin. Former State Senator Roger Roth of Appleton tweeted his announcement hours after Mike Gallagher announced Saturday he won't seek a fifth term. Roth ran for the seat in 2010, but lost to Reed Ribble. Roth served 8 years in the state Senate and 4 years in the Assembly. $95 billion in U.S. aid to Ukraine and Israel faces an uncertain future after clearing a procedural hurdle in a rare Sunday session yesterday. Wisconsin Republican Ron Johnson voted against it.
I support the freedom-loving people of Ukraine. I mean, Vladimir Putin is a war criminal. But the fact of the matter is, he's not going to lose this war.
Johnson on WISN-TV's Upfront program. Senate leaders hope for a vote as early as tomorrow. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
News from the Center, WRCE. I'm Jimmy Cuska. One person is dead after being hit by a semi in Fenimore last night. The crash happened at about 7 p.m. at the intersection of Highways 61 and 18. Fenimore police said the semi involved in the crash was stopped on the east side of the city. Highway 18 was closed for over 12 hours due to the crash. A witness immediately called in the crash. No other information was provided by police, who said the pedestrian was an adult. Sauk City hosted its annual Bald Eagle Watching Days on Saturday. The event, in its 38th year, allows people to watch the birds and learn more about how they live along the Wisconsin River. Events were held at Sauk Prairie Schools, and volunteers helped educate attendees about bald eagles. The DNR-sponsored event was originally supposed to be held in January, but was delayed due to weather. The National Weather Service says we'll be mostly dry this week, except for a chance of rain and snow Wednesday night. Highs in the upper 30s to mid-40s. Highs today will top out around 45 degrees. For Civic Media News, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
The Todd Alba Show.
I'm Trigvi Olsen. Steven from Green Bay. Go ahead.
The city of Green Bay is one of the best places in Wisconsin to live. Plenty of people that are Wisconsin nice.
Totally agree. Green Bay is kind of swing territory between the two parties, but people in Green Bay work together. I mean, people aren't asking themselves, am I wearing a red hat or a blue hat? They're wearing green and gold hats.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
The Chiefs win the Super Bowl. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens from Super Bowl 58. The Chiefs beat the 49ers 25-22 in overtime to become only the second team in over 20 years to win back-to-back NFL championships. Patrick Mahomes named the game's most valuable player, and what made the difference for Kansas City?
The attitude of the team, it's special, and I'm proud of the guys, man. I mean, we battled through and through all the way through the playoffs into the Super Bowl, and just like our whole season, it came down to the last play.
Tight end Travis Kelce caught on video shoving and yelling at Coach Andy Reid before halftime when the team was struggling.
You know, he bumps into me. I get after him, and we understand that. He loves to play the game. He wants to help his team win. It's not a selfish thing.
49ers head coach Kyle Shanahan on losing again to the Chiefs in a Super Bowl.
I mean, I heard the most for the players. Those are the guys. I mean, it's such a, can't tell you guys how long it takes to get here. Our guys, I heard for the most.
That's 49ers head coach Kyle Shanahan. From Super Bowl 58, I'm Mike Clemens.
Did you know this local radio station is part of Civic Media? Learn more about the entire network at civicmedia.us.
It is going to be sunny today with a high of 43 this afternoon. The wind out of the west at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy, will drop down to around 26 for an overnight low. Tomorrow, sunshine, 37 on Wednesday. Partly cloudy, 44. Then we could see a little light rain or snow Wednesday night into Thursday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 22.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Outgoing Milwaukee County District Attorney John Chisholm. The way I joke about it is I'm probably not doing my job right if somebody's not ticked off at me most of the time.
The only way you can do it is if you have that steadfast commitment to doing justice. That tension's built into it, and that's quite frankly what makes the job just so phenomenal and exciting and fun.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Weeknights at 6 p.m.
on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Monday on Nightlight, I'm joined by OnMilwaukee.com's entertainment reporter Matt Miller and Wisconsinology's Frank Anderson. Join me from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
News from the center, WRCE, 1450 AM and 107.7 FM.
Richland County's choice for news, talk, and sports.
On the oceans and upon our seas, fish full of mercury. Oh, oh, mercy, mercy me. All things ain't what they used to be.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. I want to welcome a very special guest back to the airways. It's been a while. Attorney Bob Amsterdam is an international attorney, author, and podcaster. His show on geopolitics is called Departures, and he discusses topics like Gaza and the Palestinians. He's on the board of Hafia University, Russia. He writes a weekly newsletter in Ukraine. He's a lawyer for the Holy Synod of UOC. Amsterdam has represented oligarchs like Kondra Kosvosky. I'm not going to get into all those things because we really don't have time. But good morning to you, sir. It's good to have you back on the air.
Thank you so much for having me, Earl.
You know, Ukraine has been on our minds and in the forefront of discussions now going on for 2 years in this nation. And it's right there again because of, people choosing right now not to support them militarily. It certainly looks for all the world like that. But so when people are listening to the Ukraine issue, it's about Russia and Russia invading Ukraine. But you've kind of got and see this thing from a different perspective. And at the root of it, you and others say is the Catholic Church and religion.
Well, it's the Orthodox Church is my client, the Ukrainian Orthodox Church that was really unfairly targeted by the government over the last 6 years, 7 years.
The government of Ukraine.
Government of Ukraine. And the government of Ukraine has a lot to answer for that we don't hear about because the United States has generated mass confusion and has in part funded, literally funded an attack on our church. Because they are so caught up in the fear of Putin that they have engaged in culture wars, where they get involved in the spiritual beliefs of people in other countries that they know, sadly, very little about. So, I mean, I am in shock at what we've uncovered about U.S. funding for the destruction of this church. But I want to say, with all of that, that as an American citizen, I am ashamed that we think we can support Ukraine one day, and then while they've sacrificed hundreds of thousands of people based on our commitment, we can just turn the other cheek and walk away. I think that's shocking. It makes us look terrible. It's a signal to the Chinese to go invade Taiwan. It's terrible signaling. I mean, we sound as crippled and infirm as our president, and it should never happen. It should never be the case that when the United States says we're going to support an ally, that we then turn our back on them. It's bad for America. Forget the Ukrainians. It's bad for America. We need to support these people 110%. And that's said by someone who's, you know, I'm going to Ukraine in a week. I don't know what they'll do to me when I get there. But I'll tell you, my support for them is unshaking and unwavering, because I know what it will do to the world if we fail to support the people we started off with.
So the Russian Orthodox Church, you said ours. So are you?
No. The Ukrainian Orthodox Church. It's distinct from the Russian.
I know. The Russian Orthodox Church has been a vehicle for promoting the hate of the Ukrainians.
Yes, it has, sir.
Okay, so yes. So the question becomes, part of this invasion, you think it has some religious connotation?
Well, I think, in fairness, and I've misspoke, I don't want to say the whole church. I think there are people within the church that have promoted aggressive behavior. I believe that the vast majority of Orthodox, whether they're Serbian, Russian, Ukrainian, are God-fearing people, and we should never generalize. I think the fact is that there are some members of the Russian Orthodox Church that have been instrumentalized, and the Ukrainians have terribly overreacted, and they've gone after their brethren in Ukraine. Because they're Orthodox and they haven't joined the state church. The Ukrainians set up their own state church with the assistance of Mr. Pompeo and the State Department. They set up their own church, and they're now persecuting and beating up priests who belong to the thousand-year-old home of Ukrainian Orthodoxy.
Let me, you clearly made a statement early on about the impact of the United States beginning to support Ukraine, misleading them to believe that we were going to be there with them throughout this. What do you say again to those people who initially thought and said that this was the right thing to do, and then now they want to tie it into border policies and saying we need to be concerned about our own border and not as much concerned about what is taking place in Ukraine?
Look, I'll tell you what. So often you can take things down to the playground level. If you start out with a friend, you don't turn your back on him. It's bad for your reputation in the playground, and it's much worse for your reputation in international affairs. If you tell people, because the Ukrainians could have negotiated a peace deal.
Right.
But the United States and the UK said, no, we'll back you to the hilt. So they didn't negotiate a peace deal. Some may say that was pretty stupid. And they went ahead and fought incredibly bravely. And whatever you want to say about their president, he stood and fought. He didn't run away. And you got to praise him for that. So I think, as far as I'm concerned, we are being tested. The United States is being tested. And we cannot fail at this juncture to hold ourselves firm and solid. I mean, we are so messed up financially. The support for Ukraine is barely a drop in the bucket. And you know, as Ron Klink, who works with me on this case, says, if you look at what Ukraine has done to the Russian army, this has been pretty cheap in terms of letting the American army understand how the Russians are operating. I mean, I think it's a tragic affair. Obviously, everybody wants and needs peace, but we urge the Ukrainians to fight. We told them we had their backs. That is not how you behave. If you urge someone to take up the fight, you don't back out when the going gets tough. It's just that simple.
So if you're just joining us, my guest is Bob Amsterdam. He's an international attorney. He's stationed in England, but he certainly has spent and taken up a case in Ukraine dealing with the Orthodox Church. Let me ask you, sir. So, because I don't understand, and I'm sure our audience doesn't understand, some Ukrainians are going after the Orthodox Ukrainian Catholic Church.
Not Catholic, the Orthodox.
The Orthodox. The Orthodox Church.
We are not a Catholic church.
Okay.
That's right. It's a separate church.
So based on what is their fight about, and why at a time when they're being invaded, are they then doing this?
Well,
it seems nonsensical to me.
It is the stupidest thing I've ever seen. I mean, why would you polarize your own people at a time of invasion? I have no idea. The Ukrainian government, I say, sometimes they behave like a confused teenager. This is just childish stupidity to go after a religious group. Their argument is that they feel that some of the leaders of the church were sympathetic to Russia, to which my answer is, look, that may have been true. A number of those people fled to Russia. A lot fewer of the leaders of the church fled than leaders of the spy service called the SBU fled. And you know, the spy service was completely infiltrated by Russia. Nobody's talking about, you know, disestablishing the spy service. So it is a very stupid, insane act of a government that up until a little while ago acted with impunity about everything because, of course, the United States has engaged in a propaganda war. You're not allowed to criticize the government of Ukraine. Literally, this fight over the Orthodox was not known in the United States until Tucker Carlson interviewed me. And that interview about the persecution of the Christians of Ukraine got 55 million views, which astounded everybody, including Tucker Carlson. People want to know when Christians are being persecuted. I think we need to support Ukraine and at the same time tell Ukraine to adopt democratic values and stop beating up and stealing the assets of Ukrainian Orthodox folks and leave their church alone.
My guess is Bob Amsterdam. He is a barrister who is engaged in a case in Ukraine. And, you know, you're tuned into 540 AM WAUK 101.7 FM, the Shaw at Civic Media. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show, 844-967-2789 is the number.
This is News from the Center, WRCE. It's fully leaded education talk. Busted Pencils with Dr. Tim and Dr. Johnny, weeknights at 7 on News from the Center, 107.7 FM and 1450 AM WRCE. and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Allbaugh Show.
You look at Taylor Swift, she fought off the bitterness of defeat when she lost her records, when she was kind of duped by a manager. People who told her she'd never amount to anything. But it doesn't matter if you like her music or not. I'm a fan of anyone. Doesn't matter whether they're an artist or an athlete or just a common Jane or Joe. If you've overcome something in your life, you're a winner. If you've made it through, that's what it's all about.
The Todd Allbaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
To the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. My guest is Attorney Bob Amsterdam. He's located in England. And I just heard you say, sir, that's good music.
Yes.
Yeah, it is. It is good music. But that's, I guess, for the life of me, and I got some callers we'll go to quickly, for the life of me, I don't understand why at the time this assault is going on that this internal fight that's happening with the Ukrainians. I wouldn't, you know, I would think that this would be something you could say we have to unite because we're being invaded and we don't have time for this pettiness.
God bless you. I completely agree. It is absolutely the craziest thing. It's being done for internal domestic purposes. Ukraine is facing at some point an election, and Zelensky feels by targeting this church, he's going to pick up the votes of the far right in Ukraine, which have gotten a lot of power in the last few years. But, you know, this is sort of Tammany Hall politics, and it doesn't work during a war. And we're trying our darndest to get him to stop doing this.
Let's go to Tom quickly from L.A. Tom, quickly.
Yes, good morning. First off, sir, I want to compliment you on your messaging. You're a very good messenger. However, when you're saying things like, you know, feeble president, and when you're saying that you're Tucker Carlson, you know, is the person that you're turning to, look, it's the Budapest Accord, which is what brought us into this thing. You had Donald Trump yesterday say that he would basically let Putin go and he would not support NATO at all. You have it's the one party that is holding back the funding for Ukraine at this point. And we need to really look at the actual policy decisions that are being done. But the reason we got into this thing was because of the Budapest Accord and them giving up their thing. And also that Putin wasn't going to go across Europe and take it over the way Hitler did in terms of being the dictator that he is. And it sounds like you actually have worked with dictators as well, or you've represented, so you understand. So therefore, I just think that you know, again, you're a great messenger. I will give you that. But people need to look underneath what it is that you're actually saying, because I don't buy this fact of when you call our president.
Hey, Tom, we got you. Thank you very much for the call. You want to respond, Bob?
Sure. Well, number one, as most of these people that sort of go out and attack me, they assume I'm pro-Putin. I'm actually banned from Russia. And I'm banned from Russia because I represented the opposition to Putin. So, you know, you can't play party politics with me. There's no Putin sympathizer here. And in terms of Tucker Carlson, I'm very appreciative that the man had the courage to interview me. But I made it clear in the interview that he and I don't share the same political views. So that's really all I need to say.
So let me ask you. We know the outcome without the financial support of the United States. And we talk on this show a lot about that. I've got a co-host who's with me who, from the onset of this, echoed the same sentiments you did, that we shouldn't get involved if we're not going all the way. And he predicted kind of where we are right now. And so, you know, what happens then as the American people who were certainly sympathetic to the Ukrainian cause early on in this? I remember the calls and the people in this nation who were so sympathetic. We saw it on television. We saw the people. We saw the suffering. But then all of a sudden, all of those things stopped. We didn't see anymore. The news media was not engaged. What do you want to say to people that is going to be the end result of this? And the fact, as you stated, that we encourage that.
Well, look, I mean, we need to understand that we have to have an attention deficit disorder remedy, because we cannot behave like we're children. And once we get a little bored, we just take our toys and go home. These people are fighting for their lives. They don't have a choice. This is their homes. These are their lives they are fighting for. And we let them into it with the idea that we're going to support them. So we don't have a choice, and they don't have a choice. And that's how I see it. And, you know, we got to stop talking in terms of Republicans and Democrats. We're all Americans. We, as Americans, made this commitment. And we've got to see it through. It's just that simple. Here I am. I'm somebody, I'm opposed to a lot of Ukraine's policies. I'm opposed to the propaganda of the United States when it comes to Ukraine. But I will certainly understand and underscore we have to support these people. There is no way around it. And it's got nothing to do with our border. Mr. Putin likes to talk about our southern border. It's got nothing to do with it. You know, this country couldn't survive without the immigrants it's getting, and that's a separate discussion. But Ukraine, we went in there and we promised them support, and we don't have any right to back out now.
Hey, Bob, thank you once again, as always. And, you know, my show is always open to you.
Thank you, Earl. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. That's Bob Amsterdam, Attorney Bob Amsterdam. 844-967-2789. You know, Calvin, we're going to talk a little bit about the Super Bowl commercials. You know, I can't wait to get into that. 844-967-2789. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show.
I'm knocking at the door. Somebody ringing the bell. Do me a favor. Open the door. And let them in.
more news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Ongoing problems at a refinery in Indiana are causing gas prices in Wisconsin to go up. $3.06 a gallon is more than 28 cents higher than last week. Gas Buddy predicts drivers in Great Lakes states can expect prices to rise another 10 to 25 cents a gallon. Workers say the 10-year plan to make the U.S. Postal Service more efficient is failing. Gary Davis of the American Postal Workers Union says centralizing mail processing has only slowed down the mail.
Crossing a couple states to get the mail, that should be overnight or 2 days, like it was back in 2012. Now it's 3 to 5 days. That's not service.
Only about 83% of first-class mail arrives on time. The goal is 95%. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
News from the Center, WRCE. I'm Jimmy Cuska. One person is dead after being hit by a semi in Fenimore last night. The crash happened at about 7 p.m. at the intersection of Highways 61 and 18. Fenimore police said the semi involved in the crash was stopped on the east side of the city. Highway 18 was closed for over 12 hours due to the crash. A witness immediately called in the crash. No other information was provided by police, who said the pedestrian was an adult. Two legislators from western Wisconsin are promoting a bill that would allow the DNR to set PFAS contamination standards in the state. Representative Jill Bill and Senator Brad Paff said their bill would give the DNR authority to set groundwater safety standards. State law requires any administrative rule that would cost $10 million or more to get a full vote in the state legislature to move forward. The bill's authors said Wisconsin has drinking water standards, but not groundwater standards. The National Weather Service says we'll be mostly dry this week, except for a chance of rain and snow Wednesday night. Highs in the upper 30s to mid 40s. For Civic Media News, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
You know, I hope this is the best hour of your life. I'll tell you that. The Cripes Cast, folks.
Comedian Mary Mack.
He's noticed a very sizable increase on people off the lake coming onto our lake to fish it. You don't want everything to be popular and known about. That seems to be the way I also approach my comedy, Charlie. I think there's a theme.
Cripes Cast every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
I'm Pete with the 60-second Showbiz Beat. Get ready for a purple stream. Warner Brothers' The Color Purple premieres on Max February 16th. The film is an adaptation from the Broadway musical, which is an adaptation of the novel of the same title, and stars Fantasia Barrino, Taraji P. Henson, and Coleman Domingo. John Cryer put the kibosh on rumors of a Two and a Half Men reboot. While promoting a new project, Cryer appeared on The View last week and said he would not be excited to revisit the show, hinting that Sheen sabotaged the show on its first run. Doesn't sound like winning to me. Cryer did say in regard to Sheen's substance issues, he heard the actor is doing much better and said he was happy about that, but added he has no desire to be in business with him again. Cryer's new series is called Extended Family and can be seen on NBC. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, every night between 7 and 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is going to be sunny today with a high of 43 this afternoon. The wind out of the west at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy, will drop down to around 26 for an overnight low. Tomorrow, sunshine, 37 on Wednesday. Partly cloudy, 44. Then we could see a little light rain or snow Wednesday night into Thursday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 26.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
I love Jennifer Beals, and it is my pleasure to welcome to Nightlight a guy who kissed her, Peter Moore.
I wish I could say she was madly in love with me, but we starred in the high school musical.
You and I kissed during a play once, Pete, and I will say I didn't really feel a connection.
That was also in The Boyfriend, but that was a different version of The Boyfriend.
That was The Boyfriends.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 8 till 10 on News from the Center, WRCE, and on the Civic Media app. From Hillsboro to Highland, your choice for news, talk, and sports is News from the Center, WRCE, 1450 AM and 107.7 FM.
Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. Let's go right back to the phone lines. And Gene from Eau Claire, good morning to you, Gene. Thank you very much for the call. You say what?
Good morning, Earl. I apologize I got a little late this morning,
That's all right.
I got in listening to the conversation, and I'm a little bit, alarmed. Because I've watched from the very beginning of what was going on in Ukraine, and I don't call it ADD-ish at all, and I think that I'm kind of confused here, having watched Tucker Carlson all the way along being supportive of a criminal in our country and spreading lies about, you know, how the July 6th happened. And I guess I'm confused of the messaging and what's going on here with, you know, people right now are having a really rough time in our country. You know, what is truth and what is fact, and where do we go from here? But I think, first of all, we need to address how our country was attacked from the inside, and it still is being attacked from the inside. And so I just want to bring up my confusion today and my concerns, because Tucker Carlson is not a man that I would trust giving me my information today, in the past, and in the future.
So let me say this. Clearly, my guest was not on to, sanctify or talk about, you know, Tucker Carlson. That is not in my conversation with him. It had nothing to do with Tucker Carlson. This is the first I heard of it. His issue and what he was talking about and what's at the root of it is the fact that there is an internal war going on religiously in Ukraine, dealing with the Orthodox Catholic Church, I mean the Orthodox Church, and the Ukrainian Catholic Church, and that there's an internal war going on there. That was the purpose of his coming on, not to be talking about Tucker Carlson and who and what Tucker Carlson is.
I was wondering, because I know we had a lot of internal issues with our churches splitting apart in our country and in our state, so, and in our area here, too. So, you know, and it evolved to other things. So thank you so much for clarifying for me, Earl.
All right.
Thank you so much.
Thank you very much for the call. All right. So I guess you guys saw the Super Bowl, and we can talk a lot about the game. I think it was a fabulous game. I heard people say it was one of the worst Super Bowls ever. I don't think so. I watched every second of it, and I was riveted to it. I enjoyed the defense. I mean, they played spectacular. It was a spectacular football game. What more do you want? It went down to the wire. It almost appeared in the end that it was going to wind up going into a double overtime. Never happened before in the history of the Super Bowl. But, Calvin, for the first time, man, I really watched the commercials, right? In all the years of the Super Bowl, I never focused a lot on the commercials. But I will tell you, man, you know, that stuff works, Calvin. That advertising, it works. You know how I know?
How do you know, Earl?
Because, man, I hadn't had a Dr. Pepper soda in I don't know how many years, right? But there was a commercial talking about Dr. Pepper soda. And, man, I got this urge to have a Dr. Pepper soda. And so my wife went out and got me a Dr. Pepper soda. I couldn't wait until today because the commercial got in my mind, and all I could do to satisfy that thought going through me was to immediately get a Dr. Pepper soda. And so I got a Dr. Pepper soda, and I started drinking it. So the commercials work. But let me say this to you, 844-967-2789. Man, I saw some of the greatest commercials that I've ever seen. And the people who put those things together, Calvin, pretty brilliant, right?
Well, with the amount of money these companies are paying, they gotta make it worth it.
You know, there were two that stood out to me the most. 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. And I remember the first one that I saw, I said, that's it. This is the one. This is the best commercial. It's the one that they'll be talking about forever. And so what it was, Calvin, was it was called like, kind of like the birds. I don't know if you remember seeing it. Oh, that's right. You didn't see the first. So the birds were the Philadelphia Eagles and the Baltimore Ravens. And so they were the birds, Eagles, Ravens.
I think I did see this one.
And they were in their football uniforms. And they were flying. You saw that one?
Yes, I did see this one.
It was a great commercial, wasn't it?
It was a good one.
It was a great, great commercial. And all I could do is when I saw it initially, now that's the best commercial that there's going to be. And a friend of mine said earlier, you know, you're a little bit kind of early with that. Just wait. It's not going to be the best one. So I'm like, man, it's over, right? If I had to vote, I didn't have to see anything else. This is the one that I was supporting more than anything else. 844-967-2789. Your thoughts on the commercials or the football game. We'd welcome those things. But then, Calvin, there was this one where there were two adult men with pickleball bats. Did you see that one?
No, I missed this one.
Oh, man. And there were these two cute little, two adult men, huge men, on one side, and then two little babies about 3 years old with their pickleball bats. And they were, you know, that's who they were going to play against. And you know how they can do the things today, man, to make the baby's mouths move like they're talking. Unbelievable. Let's go to Bill from O'Connor. Good morning to you, Bill. How you doing, man?
Oh, that Super Bowl was over the top for me. I never thought I'd see a guy who was a one-legged quarterback in the fourth quarter playing the Super Bowl come back and win it again. And that's Mahomes. I don't know if you remember that, but the last time he played in the Super Bowl, he only had one good
run
in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, yeah.
And the ad that just blew me away, I'm still laughing about it, is Arnold Schwarzenegger pronouncing good neighbor.
Oh, yeah.
I'm still laughing about it.
You know, Bill, they had more actors – than I've ever seen. They went all in on this. You know, they had to pay a lot of money to the actors, but most of those commercials were you know, award-winning actors in those commercials. You know, commercials normally don't have the actors because of what it costs, but as Calvin said, what, $7 million a minute or something like that? Something crazy. So that was your favorite commercial, Bill?
Yeah, that was, I'm still laughing about it. In fact, I laughed at it so hard, I replayed it. I found it on the internet, played it back to myself. Because I just was so entertained with Arnold Schwarzenegger saying number. And they said, no, number or neighbor, you know, and back and forth and back. And then he had all those sheep there and they went, bah. And he said, I didn't do that. They did.
I know. Oh,
that, That's hysterical.
You know, people, you know, these people who put those things together, really, really creative. Hey, Bill, thank you very much for the call. Really appreciate it. Our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. Your idea about the commercials, what was your favorite? Let's go to Steven again from Green Bay. Good morning to you, Steven. You say what?
I really do agree with you, Earl. I did like that, you know, bird commercial where they're all flying. And I'm a Seahawks fan, so I thought it was funny that there were Seahawks.
Yeah, it was Seahawks. What did I say? It was the Seahawks and the Ravens. Seahawks and the Ravens, right. Oh, and I did see the Eagles, too. They had all three of them in there, right?
Yeah, yep, Eagles as well. But the one I really thought was interesting, I don't know, I don't know if it was the best one, but it really got my attention, was the one where it shows a bunch of people washing other people's feet.
Oh, man.
God didn't teach hate. And I was like, this, I don't know who's funding that, but this is what we need on our airwaves. That's stuff like that.
Well, that was one that was really controversial. You know, a group called He Gets Us, you know, bought two splashy ads to promote the teachings of Jesus and unite different groups of people. It was a kind of a complicated kind of thing, man. And I guess when people found out about what it was, it created a lot of controversy, which they knew it was going to do. I mean, it was really well, you know, done. You know, the fact that they put all this money and the characters and those kind of things. But there are people who are now upset today once they found out what the root of it was and the fact that it was a message, a religious connotation that was behind it. So, yeah, you're pretty perceptive, man, if you saw that and realized what it was, because it's kind of complex.
Yeah, I mean, that's the stuff I look for. I mean, you know, all these big companies, multi-million-dollar companies putting stuff out there is one thing, but actually putting a message that has some substance to it, that's a complete another. So, yeah, that definitely got my attention.
You know, I thought you were going to be talking about a message with substance, Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s commercial.
Oh, God, don't get me started on that, Earl. That was so gross. Oh, my God.
Man, you know, it was just... Man, unbelievable. That commercial, I mean, it really shocked me because, you know, I guess if you had money, you can just about do anything in this country. Thank you very much for the call. I really appreciate it. 844-967-2789 is the number. Your thoughts on the Super Bowl and the commercials. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show, 540 AM WAUK.
Ricky, don't lose that number.
New
News from the Center, WRCE.
Wisconsin voters, listen up for important information about a recent decision from the Wisconsin Supreme Court. The court has ruled that Wisconsin's current state legislative maps are unconstitutional. While Wisconsin is closely divided between Democrats, Republicans, and Independents, these Republican-drawn maps have allowed them to keep big majorities in the state legislature, even when more people voted for the other party. Republicans have used these rigged maps to stay in power and serve their special interest friends while being unaccountable to Wisconsin voters, undermining progress on important issues that Wisconsin really cares about, like rising costs, gun violence, and abortion access. Now, the Wisconsin Supreme Court has ordered that new maps be drawn to protect our freedoms and make sure our voices are heard. Visit abetterwisconsin.org/fairmaps to tell the Wisconsin Supreme Court, thank you for standing up for fair maps. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Incorporated.
This is News from the Center, WRCE.
Minutes of the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. It's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Yeah, I really enjoyed the commercials. Out of all the years, I've watched the Super Bowl. And I don't know, what number was that, Calvin? 60-something? I don't know.
I think it was Super Bowl 58.
58. I've seen every Super Bowl, and this was the first time that I ever paid any attention to the commercials, man. Never thought much of them, but clearly advertising works. It really makes a difference. They don't spend that kind of money without knowing that they're going to influence people to do these things. As I stated, if you're just joining us, the first commercial I saw was Dr. Pepper. I haven't had a Dr. Pepper in, I don't know, five or six years. And as I watch the commercial, start getting a taste for Dr. Pepper, man. And I couldn't shake, you know, that urge or a desire to have a Dr. Pepper. And so my wife, you know, was on her way to the store, and I was going to leave. I was going to leave the football game and run to the store and get a Dr. Pepper, man. Is that me? I'm that easily influenced? But they really know what they're doing. Advertisers And these people who are brilliant, who understand, you know, just how to get into our heads. They're very brilliant. And, you know, I guess, Calvin, that's when you're in that line of work, in that line of business, you've got to be creative, right?
Yeah, it's definitely a It's weird calling it art because it's definitely, I wouldn't say it's art, but there's definitely a, there's some art to making an eye-catching commercial or something funny or something people will remember.
You know, man, the technology today, the artificial intelligence and all those things makes it easier. When you get a chance and you see these two cute little kids, I'm telling you, man, they, I don't know, man, 3 years old maybe, they're standing there with their pickleball bats, and they got these looks on their faces, and these two giant guys who are on the other side of the pickleball net. I don't know. Is there a net in pickleball? I don't know.
Probably. Yeah, I think there is.
Yeah. and man, I just, for the life of me, that was another one, man, that I just couldn't get out of my mind. But the game itself was one of the best Super Bowl games I've ever seen. And I've heard people say it was not a great game. It was a great game, man. The ebbs and flows of what happened. You didn't know who was going to win. You just had no idea who was going to win the game, you know, all the way down. They scored that touchdown with 4 seconds left in the overtime. They were headed towards the second overtime, which has never been done in the Super Bowl. Those teams were evenly matched. And to me, that's what I want to see. You know, 35-34, you know, that I would have accepted that as well. But that was a great, great Super Bowl game. I would be interested. I'm wondering if people are probably losing their desire, and I can't say to watch the game because the Super Bowl is an event, and so it's more than the game. There are people who don't like football, and they're certainly going to be at the Super Bowl parties. What did you do, Calvin? Did you just?
Yeah, I just hung out at home. I didn't end up even putting the game on until the second half. I did see that very Calvin, end of the Calvin. First half, but.
That's sacrilegious.
I know.
Hey, man, you didn't put the Super Bowl game on, and you played football in school, huh?
I played in middle school, and then I played my junior year.
Yeah,
of high school.
Oh, man, you didn't watch the whole Super Bowl. So I sat around, and there are people, man. You know, they started talking about the Super Bowl, man, at 12 o'clock, right? They had these people. And I said, well, I refuse to be caught up in that. I'm not going to be a part of that. So I turned it on probably an hour and a half before the game, maybe 2 hours. And that was enough for me. But, man, they did it well. There's a reason why football is the greatest of all the sports. And they proved it again on yesterday. But thank everybody who made the show go. Thank you, Calvin. Thank all of my guests. I'm going to join again on tomorrow by Sandy Williams. Hey, get out and enjoy the sun. Up next, Jane Madnair and Greg Bott on Madnair on Air.
This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us. and click on the Careers tab.
This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.